Midtown Manhattan, New York City, to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yes, here we are. Welcome to the big radio show. Happy Thursday to you on this, the 19th day of the two black guys that were arrested at the Philadelphia Starbucks. They were on Good Morning America this morning, and there was a lot of questions about how long they were there. Well, they apparently walked in, and it was literally within minutes of entering the store, the manager called 911 and said, come arrest these guys. They said, one guy said he asked to use the restroom shortly after walking in, was told it was only for paying customers. The two men said they're waiting for a third person when the manager called 911 literally 2 minutes later. So they said they went to the Starbucks for it. Did it totally wasn't what they were expecting. In fact, the one guy says, I was thinking they can't be here for us. When the police walked in, he said, it didn't really hit me what was going on, that it was real, till I was being double locked in with my hands behind my back. We did this yesterday. Starbucks, they're closing 8,000 stores. They're going to have a sensitivity training. It's all to cover their backside because of the lawyers and their insurance companies. But this is just, to me, it screams racism as loud as you scream it. I wonder if the manager, who no longer works there, she and the company, she mutually agreed on her departure, whether she gets it. I kind of doubt she doesn't. She's going, well, but it's just a racist, that's all. She sees black people different than white people. It's obviously very clear. I don't know how you can make the argument any other way. All right, so that's the update. Was they were on Good Morning America and said they were there for just a couple of minutes when the lady called. He walked in. He made the mistake of saying, hey, can I use the restroom? I get the policy of you got to be a paying customer. If you're like the street bum and you smell and you got all your garbage with you, sorry, sir, this is only for paying customers. But I think we have all been somewhere and you kind of need a restroom and you're going, oh boy, where do I go? Where do I go? Where can I go in and use a restroom? And it's usually places like Starbucks or McDonald's or something like that where you can walk in. All right, we move on because David Hogg is back in the news. The young man from Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida, that has been out getting tons of attention and publicity. He has welcomed it. He has sought it. And he has been right there on the forefront of all these kids protesting about a variety of different things. So now he's got a new call for justice. He's using the hashtag boycott Vanguard and boycott BlackRock. Sent those out in a tweet. These are investment firms. Vanguard is a huge mutual fund company, and one of the best. I mean, they're very highly regarded in the investment business. Vanguard funds, look, at all, like all companies, some of their funds are terrific, some of them are not so hot. You still got to choose among which ones, but I think more than anything, they were the ones, the guy who started Vanguard, in all the investment firms to drop their fees. So he's a real pro-consumer kind of guy. He's the guy who essentially got started the first S&P 500 index fund, which everybody in the world has now copied. I mean, they're really leaders. They're consumer savvy. So I was surprised to see this boycott Vanguard. And BlackRock, is just a giant investment firm. They're into a lot of different things. They own a lot of different properties. They own a lot of different businesses. So he's saying he wants you to boycott both of them. And the reason why is because of the fact that he is calling for them because of the fact, he says, they are the biggest investors in gun manufacturers. Then going because he stared down the barrel of a gun that had bullets coming out of it. Both companies said in statements today that they offer clients opportunities to select funds that do not include gun manufacturers. So the Vanguard Group, which has a ton of 401k plans, told the Associated Press that 359 of their 388 funds do not directly invest in the top three gun manufacturers. So most of them do not. BlackRock also issued a statement saying it regularly speaks with gun manufacturers about how they are ensuring the safe, responsible use of their firearms. So David Hogg wants you to boycott these two companies. So here's the problem. Do you know if you own any of the gun manufacturers? Do you know if they are in your portfolio? Do you know if they're in your 401k plan? So as you look down the list of what, I bet you've never looked at the list of what the companies in your 401k, they're probably a bunch of mutual funds, and you choose the mutual funds based upon what their goal is, growth or income or, you know, something along those lines. And you say, okay, I'll have a little of this and I'll have a little of that, and that makes up your 401k plan. Have you ever looked to see what those funds own? Now, it's really easy to find what their top 10 holdings are. But after that, kind of hard. I'm really showing my age here, but when I first got in the investment business, there was about 300 mutual funds. So it was easy when I got into the business, who their investment team was. I knew what their goals and objectives were. I knew what their actual trading activity and how well they did or did not do. Vanguard alone now has 389 funds just in the Vanguard group. So if you look down the list, which I doubt any of you have done, you might find American Outdoor Brands. Well, that sounds nice. What's American Outdoor Brands? Are those the people that have those billboards or something out there? Or is that the one of those, you know, hiking, climbing Mount Everest type companies? Well, no, their name used to be Smith & Wesson. Yeah. So Smith & Wesson said, okay, let's call ourselves American Outdoor Brands. I mean, there's a bunch of these companies out there. Sturm Ruger is another one. Vista Outdoors is yet another one. And so when you look at these funds, I don't know if you know that you own gun stocks or not. And my question for you is, does it bother you? Now, the big retirement funds, especially the government funds, the state of New York, the state of New Jersey, they have professional investment people that manage the money for the retirement funds for the public employees. They do that. They do go through and see what it is. And guess what? New York, owns, has a position in funds that own, in fact, they own specifically Sturm Ruger and Vista Outdoors. So, I mean, they're trying to get away from it and not invest in it, but most of the pension funds, most of the 401k plans, Fidelity, the top shareholder of Vista Outdoors, they have an ownership in it. One of the biggest fund companies, Capital Group, has a ownership in Sturm Ruger. Does any of this bother you? Are you going to boycott Vanguard or BlackRock because of the fact that they might own a small percentage, if maybe not even that, of a gun manufacturer? So David Hogg, young man who is not a lot of experience but very passionate, is trying to get you to do this. Are you going to, do you think he's hit on a hot button here? Are you going to boycott? Will you specifically avoid Vanguard and BlackRock and find another fund somewhere and do your research to make sure that they don't own any gun stock? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. I mean, he's gone after Laura Ingraham, and for, you know, he got punched, so he punched back. But this is different. This is, he wants you now not to invest in any company that invests in gun companies. 855-295-6600. We will take a short break and be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Just looking at the stock chart for the last year for American Outdoor Brands. And they peaked. They actually peaked last summer, June of 2017. They were $11.17 a share. Today they're $11. Wait a minute. No. They were $24 a share. Now they're $11.17. So they've been cut more than 50% over the last year. I don't think that has anything to do with Parkland. I think what it has to do with is the best gun salesman in America left office in January of 2017. His name was Obama. Phone number is 855-295-6600. John in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, John.
Kudos. He was the best gun salesman. And
yes,
if you load up on guns, you're not going to need to buy them the next year. So I'm not surprised at that. I can't take credit for this. I hope I can say his name, but Rush Limbaugh coined his name Camera Hog. And I think this guy is just going through a little withdrawal from not getting enough attention. He tried it with Laura Ingraham. It didn't work. She's still on the air. In fact, a lot of us, thousands of us, called those companies and said, hey, we're going to boycott you if you don't believe in free speech.
Because that's the thing. All it comes down to. That's the thing with boycotts. Boycotts work both ways, generally, which has been my fascination on many topics similar to this for years, is that why would you come out, if you were a rock band, why would you make a political comment? Because half the people are with you and half the people are against you. Why tick off half of your customers? I don't get it. I never have. I'm too much
of
a capitalist.
And that's why the great actors of yesteryear never got involved in this thing, because they knew that they wanted people to come see their movies. And they knew that, just like you just said, they would tick off half of their audience if they dared come out and be political. Today, they don't care because it's gone so far left. The media just, I mean, that's their backstop. But answering your question as far as stocks go, there's been for many years Christian funds that, you know, invest in certain things, and they make sure they don't invest in the things that. So it's been around a while now, and you can find those funds out there.
Oh,
but if I make just.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, no, I'm just going
to
say...
Well, I may just go back to... Go ahead.
This business about socially acceptable funds goes back at least 20, 25 years. They started with tobacco, guns, and South Africa, apartheid. And people, I had clients that said, I want a socially acceptable fund. And guess what? The good old Wall Street said, okay, there's customers for that. Let's make them. So they made a bunch of funds that did not have guns, tobacco, or South Africa investments in them. And then everybody started going, well, how well are they going to do? They did about the same. They did pretty well. You know, it wasn't any big shakes.
I wonder if these same groups are going to boycott South Africa now because of the reverse racism and taking away land from white people. I don't think the same people are going to boycott those ones.
I know. It's really sad what's going on.
To just go back to the last hour real quick, the way this nation, everybody complains about our politicians, but it's not our politicians, it's us. We vote these people in because these are our views. We have become more polarized, but it's not because of the politicians. It's because of the people. And I think of it, when I was a kid growing up in the 60s, we had a two-lane road, one going north, one going south. On the left, you have the left, the Democrats. On the right, you have the conservatives. Each decade since I've been born, they've added a lane. And now we have four lanes going one way and four lanes going the other way. But the trouble is, it's more out to the margins, more out to the more conservatives and the more liberals. And we used to be able to have common ground, but that common ground has spread out so far that the middle of the road is hard to reach.
Well, I will tell you, I agree 1,000% with your comment about the fact that it's not the politicians, it is us. And I firmly believe that politicians in general, on a macro basis, reflect us. We have a true representative form of government, and the people that are in there, we can make fun of them, we can point fingers at them, we can chastise them, but what they're doing is they're reflecting the views of the people that have elected them, by and large. You can find exceptions, but by and large, they reflect us. It works.
And that's the definition of a republic.
Yep.
And that's what we have. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. And like you said, we elect the people that basically just mimic what we believe. And it's not surprising.
Pretty much. Yeah, there's the band. I got to take a break, but John, thank you.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. So David Hogg, the young man who has made a name for himself already from the Parkland shootings, he is now calling for a boycott of two investment firms that he says are the biggest investors in guns. The only problem with that is that it's not just these investment funds, but pension funds, Florida pension fund, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, all have ownership in some of these gun manufacturers. TIAA, TIA, which oversees that's originally the Teachers Investment Association. They own some stakes in this as well. Pension Fund for Teachers in New York have Sturm Ruger, Vista Outdoor. A lot of exchange-traded funds, index funds, S&P 500, they have to buy shares of all the stocks of the S&P 500 or whatever index that they're trying to emulate. And they got all kinds of companies in there. They've got defense stocks. They've got a variety of them. So most of them have some ownership in Sturm Ruger, American Outdoor Brands, or Vista Outdoor. By the way, do you like those stand-up paddle boards? You know, where you can get a little paddle, and you paddle yourself around, you stand up on the board. Well, if you do, you also like the company that makes them also makes a lot of ammunition. So trying to be the purest in all of this, I get if David Hogg was saying, I thought you should know these are the companies that make guns and please don't invest in them. But he's asking for you to boycott. And I think boycotts go both ways. I understand his passion. I don't know if this is his idea or somebody came along. I think it's his idea because it's really not something that he's got to do a little more research to find out that most investment firms have ownership in these companies. They're big companies. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Janice in Vacaville, California. Hi, Janice.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. What you got?
I'm surprised I got through. Sorry. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for years, ever since you were in Sacramento. I have a different point of view on this, too. My mother years ago gave me stock in Vanguard, which I still have.
Yeah.
So here I am in my 60s, getting set to retire, and this kid is messing with my stock. Basically, right? What did I ever do to him? I did nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do not like any of these boycotts. I don't care for this kid. I think he's a monster in the making, to be honest, and he needs some anger management counseling. You know, I'm not for high-powered and assault rifles and stuff, but this total gun control thing is just getting so out of hand, and boycotting merchants, it's dragging the business world into politics, which I don't like. So I just wanted to point out that different point of view that I did nothing to this kid, and he might be messing with my retirement.
Yeah. And it's not just yours. I mean, going through the Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, all of those pension plans for the public employees and the teachers all have ownership in some of these companies. So he's messing with all of these teachers' retirement plans. I wonder if I don't think he knows this. That's why I think he came up with this on his own. I know there's a lot of conspiracy about who's behind him. George Soros has got to be there. You know, well, I think this is his own idea because it's not the brightest idea in the world. And I don't think anybody knows what your investment mutual fund owns anyway. And to your comment about Vanguard, gosh, they good for your mom. It's a great company. They've done a very good job. The guy who runs it is very consumer oriented. His fees are about the lowest you can possibly charge in the business. But they have grown. I did not know that they now have 388 funds, and 359 of the 388 do not invest in the gun manufacturer. So he's basically throwing around a protest, a charge, without knowing what he's talking about, basically.
Well, exactly. And, you know, he gets so much publicity, and it's just gotten, to me, completely out of hand. And I also wanted to, if I can have another quick second, address what you were talking about, people that, well, we're voting these people in office. I'm in Northern California. I know you came from here. There's a lot of us that are not liking what we're seeing going on here, but we get shouted down. It's almost like living in
That's because you're in the minority. I got into it with a guy from California a couple of weeks ago, and I felt bad later because I basically told him he was delusional. He was saying, everybody I know, you know, doesn't like the people that run our state, and I'm going, well, the people that you know and you don't make up the majority. The majority people voted for the people that run your state. So I don't know. Get new voters. Maybe people will get tired of them. But the way it works, there's more people in your state that have a different view than you do. It's what it comes down to. I don't know when that's going to change. The pendulum always does swing. Someday it will swing. But right now it is what it is. You got to either live with it or move. But Janice, thank you. Appreciate your call. Kevin in California. Hi, Kevin. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I literally had to sit down when I just heard that last lady talk because I think it is so disgusting
I mean, you can hate this kid's message. You can think that everything he says is wrong, or he's a camera hog, or he's this, or he's that. But to call anyone, let alone a child who just survived a school shooting, a monster, is pretty, I couldn't believe that she would actually say that. You know, and I kind of agree with you that this word boycott is probably coming from him and not someone a little more mature ages, because it doesn't really make much sense. I think asking for is he's asking for people to basically put their money where their mouth is and not boycott these companies, but or these firms, but ask, you know, if I'm going to invest with you, are you being, you know, is this gun company or whomever you're investing with, are they in support of responsible gun reform, or they, or whatever it is that you support, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that your view is, you know, does this company endorse that? Does this company look into that? I at least that's what I would hope his message would be. Because to think that any company is just going to completely boycott completely is, that's never going to happen.
Let me go back, because part of the reason I brought this up was because I was in the investment business for a long time, and I'm very familiar with socially responsible investing and fund. There are many funds out there that you can pick and choose what, you know, major issues of social causes, and the fact that they're built to make sure that if you are opposed to guns, you can buy funds that are opposed to guns and will not ever buy any company that has any. Trying to find, though, my point about the paddle boards is the same company that makes bullets. Trying to do this is harder than you think, because you don't know, you know, if the company that makes paddleboards is you, and you like paddleboarding, well, but you can't buy that company if you're opposed to guns, because in any case, so I have kind of an investment failure. I fall into talking about investments because I like that whole arena, and I do agree with you about David Hogg. I've taken the position all along. This is a young man. He's been caught up in this spotlight. He does want it. He said he wants to get more involved, and he does like the limelight. But I think it's wrong to attack him. He faced down a gun with bullets shooting at him. And so I give him a lot of leeway on all of that. And I'm glad you called, Kevin, and got that in. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
So the question about school shootings and teenagers, they have Pew Research has gone out and talked to teenagers now that here we are in April. And they're asking him about, hey, how are you feeling about going to school? Are you worried? Do you have concern about school shootings and your school being one of them? Are you concerned about that? And overall, they found that 57% of American teenagers are worried about a shooting at their school. That's a good-sized majority. African-American and Hispanic teenagers are more worried than white teenagers, with more than two-thirds of Hispanic teenagers expressing fears about their school being the scene of a school shooting. Girls are more worried than boys. 63% of all parents are concerned. Low-income parents are the most worried. 82% of parents with incomes below $30,000. Compared with 53% of parents with incomes over $75,000. I think that's interesting, but it's also a false flag. If you think because of the fact that you live in an affluent neighborhood, upscale neighborhood, and you send your children to an upscale, wonderful, high-income area school, that a school shooter won't show up at your school? So there's still a lot of anxiety out there. These kids that are going to school, and I would love, I didn't see, this is Pew Research. You can get the whole thing from Pew. I haven't had a chance to do a deep dive on them, but I'm wondering how the teachers feel about going to school, since this is now something that you think others might be contemplating. From the news we get, they're always breaking up. Some kids are starting to say something about some kid in their school is making some sort of threatening comments on their social media. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Steve, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm in disagreement with your previous caller, mostly in agreement with the caller before that. My quick statement is that many would say that David Hogg's pursuit of boycotts is an expression of his First Amendment rights, but if in doing so he causes irreparable financial harm to a person, public companies, or corporations, is it still considered protected speech?
Yep.
Is there any legal precedent for it?
It's protected speech.
As far as Mr. Hogg,
why would it not be protected speech? Where's the guy
destroying the financial wealth?
No. Do you understand what the First Amendment is, sir? It protects your speech from the government. The government cannot stop your speech. That's it.
Correct.
Where's the government in this?
There's plenty of instances where others have said, well, I'm just exercising my First Amendment right, when you're right, the government is not involved, but they still claim they're exercising their
I know, because people right. don't know what the First Amendment's all about. I'll tell you where you're going with this is, I think, is that if he was to cause financial harm, which I doubt this is going to go anywhere, but if he was to cause financial harm, then that's a civil lawsuit. If you were harmed by this young man's comments, financially damaged, then you call a lawyer and file a lawsuit in court and go after him in civil court. Sue him for damages. But he has the right to say this. He certainly has the right to say it.
Okay, and he has the right to be held accountable for it as well, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Or are we going to say he's a poor victim and therefore, he can't be touched or reproached, and he's not responsible
no,
for his actions?
No, if you were to sue him, and you go into a courtroom, and there's a jury, and the jury's going to look at him, they're going to look at you, and they're going to understand that this kid has been through a lot, good and bad. Let the court system work, but this doesn't involve the First Amendment. But Steve, appreciate the call. Max, thanks for waiting. Welcome, Max. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, afternoon, Tom. I don't have any, you know, this kid can say whatever he wants. I'm okay.
You still there?
I'm listening to him anyway. The problem I have with this is that there's no way this kid knows what he's talking about in addressing these issues. And what drew the line for me was when he thought he had the stones to stand up on the same level of discourse as Senator John McCain a couple weeks ago. So it is what it is. This is what we get when we treat tragedy as some means to lend credibility to some perception of wisdom that does not exist.
Well, it's not about wisdom.
He
has some wisdom that you and I don't have, unless you've been shot at. That's a big piece of wisdom that he has that most don't. So I get that people are frustrated with him, get mad at him, criticize him, whatever. I don't. This kid is going through whatever he's going to go through. I don't know where it's going to lead. But I suspect that there's a bunch of media people out there that are going to try and get him to go to work for a cable channel or write a book or do something. But he has a voice. And when I say David Hogg, you know who he is, because he now has a national profile. So you may not like what he says, but
There's nothing wrong with what you said, but you can't tell me that when you see him address things like this, that you automatically know that he there's no way he knows what he's talking about, the scale and the scope.
Well, my God, Max,
he speaks on matters.
Hey, Andy, can you pull up a bunch of clips of members of Congress today that we've cut up? Because a lot of them don't know what they're talking about either. There's no requirement that you have wisdom.
Well, I'm not saying you need to have the requirement, but it sure lends to the amount of credibility that people should be giving him.
Okay, so Max,
I don't give a lot of credibility to members of Congress.
Great. So what you're saying is you are basically making my point, is that you have judged him to be without credibility and wisdom. So why not let him speak? The more he speaks, the more you will either reinforce your position or change your position. But the fact that he is out there speaking, I agree with you. I think he doesn't know how this whole thing works with investments. But he certainly, the more he speaks and the more he sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about, that's okay too. That's how you judge people. You judge people by their credibility or their wisdom by their words. So you've got them judged, and that's your right to judge him however you want to. But the more he does stuff like this, I think his credibility will go off into the distance.